break. Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
To have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Wow, we've been AWOL for a while. Not sure if you'll like it as well, but just trying to get things back together. Well, take 25, sit back, relax, put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Irene and Mariska, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. That song this afternoon, that's really cheered me up. Listen, Irene, I'm just looking behind you. There are boxes galore piled up to the ceiling. What is going on?
I'm moving. Wonderful little place I'm moving to, and I'm going back over north of the bridge because really south of the bridge doesn't do it for me. So I'm heading back north of the bridge where I used to be 10 years ago, and guess what? I've damaged the goddamn bridge.
Oh, I know. You'll be lucky to get... Well, you'll be lucky if we actually let you back over the side of the bridge. Yeah, God, isn't... Wow, isn't that...
Murphy's Law, that that's going to happen. But hey, you know, today I used the Western. It was fine. I know the Western's going to get busier and busier. It was pretty busy today, but it certainly hadn't slowed anything down. So we're just going to have to live with it. The whole of Auckland's going to have this problem. So whatever. So anyway, I'm back over the bridge. I am coming closer to you again. And guess what? I am also buying a small little camper van.
What? You're going to park your camper van up on a piece of land and live in that?
Well, no, I did think about that. I'm actually moving into a tiny little fridge. So I am looking for somewhere to park the camper van, yes, because I can't park it anywhere where my flat is. There just isn't room. And so I'm looking to find someone who can store my camper van for me when I'm not using it.
But why a camper van?
Because I want to go off doing things. You know, I don't want to be paying the expense of... I've been looking at buying a camper van for about 2 or 3 years, and yes, I was thinking about moving into it and having it as my home, but I decided that I was just a little bit too old for that on a full-time basis. You know, I can do that for a month, and then I sort of want my, you know, nice cuddly big bed that I can spread out in and do stuff. And so, no, I think if it was 10 years ago, I probably would have done that. But the other thing is, because I'm a woman on my own, and 10 years ago, I think I would have been comfortable doing that. But in today's climate, I'm just a little bit nervous about doing that, being a woman on my own. I don't want to have to load my camper van up with shotguns.
And so, what, has it got a toilet and a shower and all of those things?
Mine's just a little one. There's a slide-out bunk above the, I was going to say the wheelhouse, I'm thinking boats here. Above the driver's seat, there is a slide-out bed that holds, say, 2 12-year-olds up there quite nicely, but it will hold skinny adults as well. It's just not that big. And then the back door has a bed that goes up onto the back door, and that just pulls down, and that's a small double type thing, you know, so that's big enough for me as well. This one that I'm buying doesn't have a inbuilt toilet. It has a porta potty thing that you can put outside or put inside or put wherever you like.
I thought you were going to say it would like pull down from the side of the camper van and you could sit on the side of the camper van.
Well, that's not silly, because I've been looking at all ways at how I am going to customise this to suit me. And see, I've lived in boats and vans and things before. So I am actually thinking of something that, you know, you can put a little curtain around on the outside and put it out there. So yeah, I'm looking at all different sorts of ways. It's got a little microwave, and it's got a little fridge and a little cooktop and a sink and quite a bit of storage. But it is only a small van. It's not your big camper van like these other, you know, it's quite small. And it's been well designed. It's a compact little thing. It's just a little Toyota Hiace.
Yeah, awesome.
It's a Toyota Hiace. So
I'm still stuck on the toilet, because I think you could actually quite easily do that. So you actually fold the toilet seat down from the, I don't know, from the outside, because I've seen it where they do it with barbecues, where the barbecue actually just, you think it's just the wall of the camper van, and it just folds down. Now, that would be quite cute, and you're right, and just a little curtain around the top, and away you go.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of little things that I'm actually thinking of a pull-out thing at the back of the van at this stage that you can just pull out, which becomes your shower and your toilet at the back, you know, so... all sorts of different things that you can design, or I might not design. I might decide I'm not going away in it long enough to be too bothered, and I'll be staying at camping grounds most of the time, so what the heck, you know. But the toilet's essential. I am not getting up in the middle of the night to run across to the camping ground toilet. So.
Oh, absolutely. No, I totally agree with you with that. Do you know, interestingly, the other week there was an article on the things to know when you take your kids camper vanning. And I remember one of the hints was the switches, that making sure that the kids don't flick the switch off. And it was saying, like, there's nothing like at the end of the day, after you've been driving all day and you just want a cold beer, and they flick the switch off from the fridge because it's beside something else, or they thought they were doing this, whatever else. And yeah. So I just thought a big plaster over the switch that they cannot switch it off. Yeah. And the other thing, but it doesn't sound as a really a problem with your camper van so much, is that they said that some of the camper vans are actually quite long and quite big. So when you're driving and you've got the kids in the back, it's quite a long yell. You know, you're kind of yelling at each other rather than talking because they're sitting actually quite further back. So they've decided to have a few games in there, so when they get bored, they can just play games. Yeah,
I mean, that's the case whether they're in a car or a camper van. And yes, you're right. The seat belts and the seats in my particular camper van, like, it's two seats right at the back door where the seat belts are. So if I want to have more than one person with me, they're right at the back of the van, and forget having a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be bothered with it. So forget the kids thing too. They're not coming in my camper van, not with me. They can go with their mothers and fathers in my camper van, but not with me, they can't. No way. I'll meet them when we get there and have fun with them there, but no, I'm not doing the driver's thing. I'm that. I've been there, done that, thank you very much.
And have you got, like, or can you put, or has it got, like, an awning that you can pull out, you know, like a...
Yes.
Yeah. So that you've got more room.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just amazing. People, I actually paid the deposit for this camper van 3 weeks ago, and I'm still waiting for it. I haven't got it yet. It's a RV centre hire, you know, like, they've used it as a rental, and when they get up to, I think it's 200,000 or something, they redo these things and flick them off and buy a new one. So they make an awful lot of money in selling secondhand camper vans as well. So I saw this come on the market, and it was about $5,000 cheaper than what they'd been going for. And I went, oh, this is good. And it was a slightly different design. And I went, oh, I like this. So I raced in there, had a look, went, yes, yes, yes. Well, I had a look at another one that was the same, but not my one. And went, yes, yes, paid the deposit and said, right, when you get my one here, let me know. So 3 weeks later, I'm still waiting for mine. And because I know that people are going absolutely crazy over buying camper vans at the moment, I got a little bit nervous and I thought, well, maybe they've sold mine. So anyway, I did manage to get, and I couldn't get hold of anybody. Nobody was answering my phone calls. So I went out to the RV centre on Saturday and said, hey, what's going on? And they said, well, we can't help you. The guy you originally bought the camper van from. And I said, you mean to tell me nobody in this place can help me? I have to go to the guy who signed me up.
No.
And they said, yes, no. They said, yes, not one person. They didn't even want to know me. They didn't want to know me. They said that I could only deal with this guy, Andrew, that I'd bought it from.
Which I thought was disgusting.
Yeah, I thought that was disgusting. So, and I'd left a couple of phone calls for Andrew, and he hadn't returned my phone calls. So I sent him a direct to his account, a very strong email. I have been getting the thumbs rush from you guys, those weren't the words I used, but get hold of me because I'm getting a bit nervous. So he immediately came back to me this morning. He doesn't work on the weekends, he only works certain hours, da-da-da. Yeah, but I mean, nearly 3 weeks and nothing. And so I said to him, so what's the story? And he emailed and said, well, the camper van will be arriving up here today.
Right.
And it will then be going into the workshop and getting the work done on it. So we're expecting you to have it by Friday. But the thing is, when I bought it from him, he said it was in the workshop then, having a paint job done.
Oh.
Hmm.
Because I just, when you said that, actually, I was thinking whether it was coming back up from the South Island, because, like, people, you know, you get a cheap trip sometimes if they want to get them delivered back. Oh, that's, oh, crikey. Yeah.
So I'm a little bit concerned because there is falsehoods coming out. As soon as I catch somebody out on a lie, my antenna goes up and I start getting a bit worried. So, yes, when I went in there and first asked about it, he said it was, he couldn't show it to me because it was in the workshop, and I said, what's it in the workshop for? And he said, oh, it's just being painted for, you know, the chip marks that you get from stones and things out of it. So I sort of expected it to be only in the workshop for about a week. But now he's saying it will be arriving up, i.e., yes, you're right, it's come from down south somewhere, and then it will be going in the workshop. So, yeah, a little bit concerned, major lies going on here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the way people do things in this society, so it might be nothing at all for me to worry about. I mean, I tell you what, I'll tell you another lie. Go on to the events cinema. Go into the event cinemas and have a look at the new event cinema in Newmarket, in the Newmarket Mall. They only have one type of seating in that event cinema, and it's this beautiful big recliner, and I'm putting little asterisk marks around that, chairs. Now, in the advertising, when you go to book, they even show the recliner chair going down. So
it doesn't.
They can't even say that it is a mistake because they show the recliner chair reclined in their advertising. It doesn't. It's a beautiful chair that you sit in, big, very comfortable, but it does not recline. There is no footstool underneath it. There is no nothing. This chair does not recline. Now, that's false advertising. I don't care because the chairs are so comfortable, but I just cannot get my head around how everybody just lies today. You know, there's so much false advertising, there's so much lies going on, and it just seems to be how you do business these days, you know?
That's why we've got the good old Commerce Commission, by crikey. I mean, that's it. Now, I just, hang on, I'm still back on your caravan because this... Okay. This really, I find this quite weird because also, did you buy it with on a particular mileage? Because if it hasn't...
Yes, I did. And that's the thing. So I'm going to be very interested to go in and see see what that guy has got, because I immediately came back to the contract and had a look at the contract, and it's got the odometer, it's got the license plate, it's got everything on it. So the particular van that I paid my money for is down here in black and white. So if he then has a different one for me, I'm going to go, hang on a minute, da da da. And he'll go, oh yes, but look, this is exactly the same van, there's nothing different, da 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 da. And I know he sold my van to somebody else because they paid cash on the spot and he's trying to put the sales through as fast as he can, you know?
I mean, start renegotiating again by client. Oh, gosh, it's crazy, isn't it? Wow.
And see, I also noticed that only a week after I paid my $2,000, they've put those vans up by $5,000.
Oh.
Because there are so many people. I mean, it's just crazy. You go to the RV centre on a Saturday, the queue is out the door of people waiting to look straight. People want to put their money in something, so they're putting it in caravans.
Mind you, I suppose for a couple of years that's going to be our travelling, isn't it? Or maybe not a couple of years. I might exaggerate. But anyway, you know, it's going to be our travelling. And you're right. I suppose with everybody tightening their belts a little bit, you know, if we someone in the family's lost their job or, you know, been made redundant or, you know, not working as much anymore, then I suppose a camper van is it's the way to go, you know, because you have your accommodation and everything there.
It is, well, really it's people are just jumping in. I don't think a couple of years is being over exaggerated. I think you will be looking at a couple of years, if not longer. I think this whole thing is going to be massive. And so people are looking at, okay, the only holiday we can have is one that we can have in New Zealand. And then they go to book accommodation and everything, and you start trying to book accommodation now. They are all very well aware that they have now got a captured market and the prices are just going up like you wouldn't believe.
That's true. And I mean, I know how hard it has been for them, but by gosh, we want to all support them as well as, you know, them being supported. And I found that I had to go down to work to Christchurch for some work the other week, and to book a room that you could cancel at the last minute, which I had to just in case we kind of went into lockdown again, suddenly had shot up by about $30. Mm. You know, you can still...
Oh, only $30? Yeah, you are kidding me. But I mean, nothing, girl.
That was just for that you could have an extra, you know, to cancel. And I just thought, that's interesting, because I booked those rooms all of the time. And I just thought, oh, come on, guys. I mean, I know it's been really hard, but, you know, we're here trying to support you now.
Totally. Yeah. And that is one of the things that really makes me cross with them, because everybody has been trying to support them. Kiwis are just jumping on that tourist bandwagon going, hey, these guys, 90% of them are going to lose their businesses if this goes on. So we're all trying to support them, and they're jumping on the greedy bandwagon and going, whoopee-doo, we've got a captured market. Mm. We can charge whatever we like. I will give you an example. I booked nearly ages ago. A bunch of us are going down to do the root burn. So we decided to, we're all doing our accommodation separate because we're all staying at different times in different places. So I booked accommodation in Tuakau because we're going to start in the root burn that end, and we're going to end over the other side, which is close to Glen Orchid. Now, I particularly wanted to stay in the Glen Orchid Eco Lodge because I'll support anybody who's running eco. Now, God help them if they are not genuine eco. I have stayed all through South America, across in the Galapagos, all over the place in genuine, well-run eco lodges. So we're going to see how New Zealand does this. But anyway, that's sidestepping a little bit. That will be for the listeners at the end of January.
It's going to be really cool to know about, actually, because, you know, you're right. You select a specific place sometimes on exactly what, you know, that works with your values or what they're actually saying that they actually are.
Exactly. So I'm really wanting to see it because so incredibly priced. I mean, they're $95 a night for an eco lodge. Now, we're just talking about fairly basic accommodation in an eco lodge. So, and this is staying in a dormitory. And by the time we get to the eco lodge, there's going to be about 12 of us. So we've booked a 12p dormitory just for us so that we'll all be in there together.
Oh,
so,
my gosh, I'm just picturing that. I mean, this is, we'll probably have to end here because we've been burbling on so much, but I'm just picturing 12, I'm assuming, women.
Yes.
In a lodge.
Yes.
After they've missed the track.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I can imagine our listeners out there can just see exactly what I'm seeing in my mind as well. I'm sure it will be a heap of fun. Well, tell us, are you going on holiday? We'd love to hear. Have you hired a camper van? Are you thinking of buying a camper van like Irene is? And hopefully next week we can say has it in her possession. But let us know your stories and any hints that you might have for Irene once she's got her camper van up and running. We'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.